Catholic Connection is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Welcome to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo, keeping you connected to your faith and your world. Teresa tackles the issues of faith and culture, the pro-life message, and media awareness. And now, here's Teresa Tomeo.
And it is Holy Week 2020. Today is Monday, April 6th. Good to be with you on a Monday morning, especially during this most unique and, I would say, opportune Holy Weeks we've ever had, maybe even in our lifetime. So much to talk about this week, and we're going to be going through a lot of different, I think, emotions and experiences together. We've already been there and done that in big ways, but I think because this is Holy Week and the way we are being asked to sacrifice, the way we celebrate this holiest of weeks, I hope it'll help us all grow closer and appreciate more the gifts of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. That is my prayer for this week, and I'll be praying for you. I hope you can do the same. We are going to be going all the way over to the Holy Land this morning. At about 15 minutes past the hour, we're going to be visiting with a dear friend of mine. I've known him for probably at least 20 years, working closely with Steve Ray. His name is Amir Shaheda. He's been on with us before, not in a while. I would love to have him on more regularly because he's so knowledgeable, very well educated in the faith and the scriptures, and has a phenomenal testimony of his own, recovering from cancer twice, and dedicates his time and his ministry, his business is also his vocation. And he is an evangelist, he is a guide, and he does such a beautiful job of bringing Christ to people on pilgrimage. And he is a Catholic brother in the Lord, born and raised in Nazareth, and his parish, imagine this, is the Basilica of the Annunciation. So when you do, and God willing, you'll have this opportunity in the future when they reopen the Holy Land up and all the other amazing religious sites around the world. When you have the experience to travel with Steve Ray and Amir, it's a whole different experience. I've done a trip to the Holy Land without them. And then when I started working with corporate travel and Steve Ray and Amir Shaheda, a whole different experience. And they're both so incredibly knowledgeable and incredibly in love with the Lord and the church that it's an experience like no other. So what is it like in the Holy Land? We've seen images, a few images. We've seen images from Rome, the Mass that the Holy Father did yesterday on Palm Sunday, in a practically empty St. Peter's Square, except for the deacons and the other celebrants with him, the priests, and then the deacons also serving at the Mass. It was, I was watching it online this morning in preparation for my show and shared it with Deacon Dominic, and my heart sank seeing that empty basilica. And then another very, how do you want to describe it? Just somber. The closing of the Holy Sepulchre, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. Steve Ray actually put together a video, and it includes natural sound, what we call in the industry natural sound, which is just as it's described, the natural sound of a scene that you're stepping into or trying to convey to your listeners and your audience, of the doors being locked and shut for the time being, the doors of the Holy Sepulchre Church. And that is the site of Golgotha and also our Lord's empty tomb. And the way Steve put together this montage of different shots from the Holy Land before and after the pandemic are stunning. And he has it on his Facebook page and his website, and we posted it earlier. We'll put it up again. And then Andrew, as he always does so beautifully, will put that as a link for you on the Catholic Connection archive section at AveMariaRadio.net. One thing I hope you'll think about this Holy Week. You may have seen the wonderful video that our CEO of EWTN, Mike Warsaw, did and passed around talking about the very unique time in our world that we're in right now. And we just want to remind you, if you can keep us, as Mother Angelica and Father Mitch still says, between your gas and electric bills. We, for example, I know that many of the affiliates are taking the same approach, are not doing the typical drive. Normally, we take a week out of spring, our spring schedule, and we go all out and ask for donations, and many other of our Catholic affiliates around the country do the same. But because of the crisis that we're all experiencing, we want to stay with you through our programming, gavel-to-gavel coverage, as we say in the business. And so we just want you, as Mike said in the video and as Al Cresta has been reminding us as well, to keep us in mind, if you could. And we know we're all struggling right now, but I don't know what I would do without Catholic radio and TV. How many times have I turned myself to turn on a special program on Global Catholic Radio or to watch something from Rome or some other wonderful presentation that EW10 Television was making available? Just keep it in mind. We ask you to do that, and we ask most importantly for your prayers. For more information, EWTN.com and AveMariaRadio.net. We're also going to be chatting with Gail Buckley this morning, a beautiful scripture verse to start our Holy Week. And we'll also take your calls and your questions when we open up the phone lines at 15 minutes past the hour. As you can imagine, there is a lot going on in our world. So let's get started and see what's happening in the news on this morning, the Monday of Holy Week, 2020. It's April 6th. Well, Sean Patrick Lovett reports that Pope Francis celebrated Palm Sunday Mass, and it was a very different look and feel. He takes us there now.
Out of respect for COVID-19 regulations limiting large gatherings, the Mass was held with a small congregation, mostly comprised of the Pope's collaborators and assistants. Millions of people joined him, though, via the internet, radio, and television. The Pope based his homily on St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, where the Apostle describes Jesus as emptying himself and taking the form of a servant. We often think we're the ones who serve God, began the Pope. Instead, he's the one who freely chose to serve us, for he loved us first. The Lord served us to the point of experiencing the most painful situations of those who love, betrayal and abandonment, he said. Pope Francis then addressed the coronavirus, saying, "Today, in the tragedy of a pandemic, in the face of the many false securities that have now crumbled, in the face of so many hopes betrayed, in the sense of abandonment that weighs upon our hearts, Jesus says to each one of us, courage, open your heart to my love, you will feel the consolation of God who sustains you."
Questi giorni santi a casa.
During these holy days, may we reach out to those who are suffering and those most in need, said the Pope. May we not be concerned about what we lack, but what good we can do for others.
Pensiamo al bene che possiamo fare.
Pope Francis concluded with an invitation to young people. Feel called to put your lives on the line, he said, for life is a gift we receive only when we give ourselves away. Our deepest joy comes from saying yes to love.
E perché la gioia più grande è dire sì all'amore senza se e senza ma.
I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.
Catholics around the world will also be invited to pray virtually before the Shroud of Turin this Holy Saturday as the world struggles, as Catholic News Agency reports, to contain the coronavirus pandemic. The shroud, which bears the image of a crucified man and has been venerated for centuries as our Lord's burial cloth, will be displayed via live stream 5 p.m. local time, April 11th. The Archbishop there, Archbishop Nasilia, will preside over a liturgy from the Chapel of Turin Cathedral, where the shroud is kept. San Giovanni Battista, more specifically, and the shroud is kept in a climate-controlled vault. It will be broadcast live on television and social media. The Archbishop saying he was responding to thousands of requests from people asking to venerate the shroud amid a global crisis that has so far claimed nearly 70,000 lives. And by the way, Catholic News Agency has a full report on this at CatholicNewsAgency.com. Cardinal Timothy Dolan of New York says Catholics, as Scott Pringle explains, are not letting the virus stop them from practicing their faith.
Cardinal Dolan says online mass viewership is skyrocketing with churches closed because of coronavirus.
My pastors are telling me we're getting more tuning into the live stream than we get at Sunday mass when things are normal. And our hope, of course, is that this will trigger a spiritual revival.
Social distancing rules mean no indoor church funeral services and graveside prayers. They're limited to 10 people spread out.
Talk about a logistical cross. These people not only had the sorrow of missing their priest, they had the sorrow of being unable to have a funeral mass, of being close to one another, to embrace one another.
Been there, done that. Thank you, Your Eminence. President Trump says the peak of the coronavirus outbreak in the U.S. happening soon.
In the days ahead, America will endure the peak of this terrible pandemic. Our warriors in this life and death battle are the incredible doctors and nurses and healthcare workers on the front line of the fight.
At a White House briefing over the weekend, the president saying the nation is eternally grateful for the work in this difficult time, adding Americans are very proud of their efforts. The president also saying medical supplies are getting out to states across the country to help fight the virus.
Since last Sunday, cargo planes have delivered almost, listen to this, 300 million gloves, almost 8 million masks, and 3 million gowns, and many more fully loaded cargo planes are right now on the way.
The federal government has also built medical stations in several cities around the country. Louisiana just days away from exceeding its ventilator capacity, though.
We now think it's probably around the 9th of April before we exceed our ventilator capacity based on the current number on hand.
That's the governor, John Bel Edwards, telling CNN State of the Union that some additional ventilators arrived in Louisiana on Saturday. On the subject of whether he should have canceled Mardi Gras, he said there were no suggestions at the time the event be called off. There were almost 12,500 coronavirus cases in Louisiana as of this weekend. The latest numbers also showing just over 400 people have passed away. And DiMuccio tells us that the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is now in the hospital undergoing tests as he battles the coronavirus.
A Downing Street spokesperson calls it a precautionary step as his symptoms have continued to show. Johnson was diagnosed with the virus more than a week ago. However, Johnson has continued to work and post videos on Twitter updating those in the United Kingdom of the government's response.
Queen Elizabeth, meanwhile, admitting there is something different about the coronavirus pandemic and its impact on the world.
A disruption that has brought grief to some, financial difficulties to many, and enormous changes to the daily lives of us all.
Queen Elizabeth II saying there are so many people to thank.
Everyone on the NHS front line, as well as care workers and those carrying out essential roles, who selflessly continue their day-to-day duties outside the home.
In a televised address from Windsor Castle, the 93-year-old monarch added her thanks for people who are staying at home, and she's also the country's longest reigning monarch there, using her rare national address to assure her people of better days ahead. As she said, we will succeed. The Department of Veteran Affairs opening its hospitals to coronavirus patients.
The 400,000 men and women of the Department of Veterans Affairs are in this fight. We are in the fight not only for the 9.5 million veterans who are part of our service, but we are in the fight for the people of the United States.
VA Secretary Robert Wilkie announcing that 1,500 beds will be open to citizens around the country. Wilkie saying a number, 100 beds are already open in the New York area, which has been the epicenter of the respiratory illness in the U.S. And finally, in our news segment at about 13 minutes past the hour, a cute story related to COVID-19 that will make you smile. And there's a lot of these going around in terms of quirky things that are happening, but also the way people are reaching out. I want to share this story with you from Grand Rapids, then I want to tell you something about that happened in my neighborhood just yesterday. All right, so over in Grand Rapids, Michigan, which is the western part of the state, of course, all across the country, we're not driving a lot. The roads are empty because folks are staying home. Well, this means that wildlife are starting to branch out. They're starting to emerge a little bit differently. This young man, Aaron Geller from Grand Rapids, spotted a herd of 25 deer wandering through his neighborhood. This is just south of downtown Grand Rapids, Michigan, late last week, and captured the whole thing on his phone.
I was just kind of taking in the moment, but I knew I wanted to capture it. You know, you see all these cool things, and I knew I wanted to be able to share it with family and friends. I didn't expect it to kind of come to this, but I'm glad that we can share something like this with people.
Made a lot of people smile. He said he posted the video on his Facebook page. Didn't expect it, as he mentioned, to go viral, but it certainly did. I don't know if you've seen this happening in your neighborhood, but a lot of folks are dressing up as Easter bunnies and sharing spring cheer and Easter cheer with so many people who are indoors. And yesterday I was doing some writing in my home studio, and all of a sudden I hear these cheers from across the street. And there's this adorable young family that moved in about a year ago. They have two little boys, and they're just sweethearts, very nice family. They go to our local Catholic parish and school. And I hear this screeching and look up from my desk and see the little boys and their parents just jumping up and down and clapping. And in front of their house, a station wagon had pulled up. We call it a station wagon. It's more of a modern vehicle. That's how old I am. Anyway, and this lovely young woman gets out. And she's all decked out from head to toe, dressed up as the Easter Bunny. So we thought that it was an Easter thing. Kind of a combination, though, turned out to be Easter and birthday. Apparently, those are her nephews, and she couldn't be with them on their birthday as they normally would. They would have a little party, get together with the family. So she dresses up as the Easter Bunny from head to toe and has this giant sign with all these pretty, spring color balloons that look like Easter eggs around the sign. And it said, "Happy Birthday." And then she put the presents on the lawn and then drove off, said, "I love you, happy birthday, we miss you," and then let the young people go and grab the gifts. It was such one of those moments. So I opened the window. This is how I take after my mother, Nosy Rosie. My husband has nicknamed me from time to time Gladys Kravitz. But I lean out the window, and I'm like, "You need to be on the news. That is so adorable." And she's waving, and she's holding up the sign, and other neighbors come out, and we're all cheering. It's just one of those moments. Remember these moments when things get tough. Or tougher, as the president said. We are an Easter people, and we can always make each other feel loved and feel warm with little acts of kindness that in many ways are not so little. Very big indeed. We go to the Holy Land in just about 2 minutes. I hope you'll join us if you have a question for either Steve Ray from CatholicConvert.com and the Footprints of God Pilgrimages. Our friend Amr Shaheda will give you his website as well. He is in the Holy Land, actually. That's where he was born and raised. And his parish, imagine this, the Basilica of the Annunciation in Nazareth. They join us live in just about 2 minutes. Stay tuned.
Abortion.
Pornography.
Embryonic stem cell research.
Corporate contributions to Planned Parenthood. Do you invest in companies that are engaged in these practices? The Ave Maria Mutual Funds do not. And their investment portfolios reflect that. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. You can learn more about the Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
This program is brought to you in part by Charity Mobile, a proud partner of Ave Maria Radio for over 15 years. Charity Mobile is the pro-life cell phone company and has sent nearly $2 million to thousands of pro-life charities. 4G LTE coverage is available nationwide, and 5% of your monthly plan price goes to your favorite pro-life charity. A video introduction is available at CharityMobile.com. Charity Mobile, everyday living, effortless giving. CharityMobile.com.
If you believe in the power of prayer, Ave Maria Radio invites you to look at their website to submit a prayer request at AveMariaRadio.net. Your prayer requests are shared with hundreds at the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, the Servants of God's Love, the Monastery of the Blessed Sacrament Cloistered Nuns, the Family of Faith Apostolate, and the staff of Ave Maria Radio. Just go to AveMariaRadio.net and click on the Community tab to submit your prayer request today.
From conception to natural death, CMF Curo is here to guide you and your family through the healthcare journey. They offer a Christ-centered path to healthcare, from one-on-one guidance to spiritual resources and community-based health sharing. CMF Curo offers an affordable healthcare option that's consistent with the Catholic Church's teaching on life and the family. You can learn more about CMF Curo at MyCatholicHealthcare.com. That's MyCatholicHealthcare.com.
Welcome back. 18 minutes past the hour. Catholic Connection around the country and the world. We are the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network, and this program is co-produced by EWTN and the Ave Maria Radio Network. Good to be with you on a Monday of Holy Week. Phone lines are open, 877-573-7825. And we are trying to give you a perspective of what's happening in and around the world with this COVID-19 virus, not just here in the United States, which is also greatly affected, but all over God's green earth, including in the place of our Lord where he was born and where he walked 2,000 years ago. Also, of course, in Rome, where the Holy See is located, Vatican City. This morning in particular, we are going to be sharing in a conversation with our good friends, Steve Ray, and you know him well from EWTN, his pilgrimages, his books, his journey into the Catholic Church, CatholicConvert.com, and Footprints of God. And he partners every time he goes to the Holy Land with Amr Shaheda. And Amr runs a beautiful ministry and company called Best Tour, singular, B-E-S-T, Tour. And I've done now, I think, with Steve and Amr, probably at least 13 trips to the Holy Land. And when Steve sent me this phenomenal video that he put together, and we'll post it not only on my Facebook page again, but we'll also post it on the archive section of Catholic Connections. You could take a look at it. And that video, Steve, of the closing of the doors of the Holy Sepulchre Church. Andrew's going to cue up the sound to that. We'll share that in a second. But when did you get the news, and thanks for joining us, to both of you. Steve, when did you get the news that the Holy Land was basically shut down?
Well, we were trying to get our group in March over there. Mm-hmm. We had a group in March trying to go, and we heard that they were closing the borders. And we kept it open as long as we could until the fact that the borders were closed. Well, what they did is they said, if you're going to come over, you have to go through 2 weeks of quarantine. Well, you know, that by the time that's over, the trip is over. So that's when we first heard, is right about the time we were getting ready, a week before we were getting ready to go. And then that kind of aborted our March and April trip. And now it looks like May's going to be the same, because they're not going to open up anytime soon. So it was kind of sad. And then my friends over there, I've got a lot of friends in Israel who live there, the Palestinian Christians and Jews as well. And one of them, he works for the Franciscans. He's in charge of the Franciscans at the Holy Sepulchre. So he sent me over a picture of them closing it up, and it's still closed indefinitely. So that was kind of sad. But I end my video with a picture of me standing in front of the tomb and said, "We will be back."
Wow. And now we go to our friend Amr Shaheda of Best Tour. Amr, happy Holy Week to you as a fellow Catholic brother in the Lord. You and your family first, and most importantly, everybody's safe?
Oh, everybody's safe. Everybody's good. How's everybody doing over there?
Pretty well, thanks be to God. And Michigan is hard hit, though. We're one of the epicenters right now, so keep us in your prayers. Amr, I can't even imagine what it must be like for you working with Steve and bringing so many, literally thousands of people a year through the places where our Lord lived and preached while he was with us on this earth physically for 33 years. What's going through your mind right now? This is something of the likes we've never seen, especially with the closing of the doors of, well, all the churches, but now the Holy Sepulchre Church.
Let me tell you, sadly, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, the most important place to the Christians all over the world, is now closed, and the stream of pilgrimages was interrupted for the first time since 1349, when the Black Plague broke out.
Wow.
All churches are closed, including my parish church, the Annunciation. That's where life started, ending with the Church of the Nativity, where life was seen. All of that is closed. So it's a sad scene, actually, but, you know, we Christians in the Holy Land, we always comfort each other, and we say, even if we die, it's only for 3 days in this Holy Week. So just to brief you, I mean, yes, it is sad, but there is light at the end of the tunnel. The situation in Israel is under control, maybe the best performance in coping with the pandemic in the last, I mean, among many other countries, with optimistic, very careful optimistic, or optimism, I would say, we think Israel will gradually start going back to normal after the Jewish Passover, mid-April, I would say.
Wow, that's a lot earlier than predictions for other parts of the world. So mid this month, you think?
Right, because yesterday what they released to us is actually that we are going down with the numbers of people getting the virus. We are 10% down, so the quarantine, the shutdown that was taken, the action that was taken very early, actually Israel was probably the first to take this action, brought its good fruits, because now we are under control. Just to give you an idea, we only have 8,600 with the coronavirus. We only have 55 people dead. I mean, I'm not underestimating the number, but in comparison to other countries, we are very, very low. 106 people are considered in critical condition only. So we are, you know, economy does not allow us to stay in quarantine for longer than that anyway. So they have to release people, and they are thinking that they're going to start with the younger age up to 45, 40, or 50. That is what they are going to start releasing back to their jobs.
All right. It's just about 25 minutes past the hour, gentlemen. We do have to take a satellite break. And if you have a question for Amr Shaheda from Best Tour, B-E-S-T-T-O-U-R, or our friend Steve Ray from Footprints of God on the situation in the Holy Land and this whole idea of when we can get back, God willing, to doing pilgrimages in person, which is something that I think is so important for our faith walk. 877-573-7825. 877-573-7825. We'll ask more questions about the different churches in the Holy Land, especially Amr's parish, as you heard, his home parish right there in Nazareth, the Basilica of the Annunciation. We'll be right back.
Call to Communion.
Through EWTN Radio, we talk to audiences all over the world. One thing I've found out is everybody in the whole world has the same set of questions. They live the same human life. They all want meaning. They all want love. They all want significance. They want forgiveness. That's the most fascinating thing to me. The same answers work wherever you are throughout the world, because we're all children of God.
Called to Communion with Dr. David Anders, this afternoon, 2 Eastern, on EWTN Radio.
Join today's discussion and engage with producers on the Ave Maria Radio Facebook and Twitter accounts at Ave Maria Radio. Respond to interviews and learn who's coming up on Crest in the Afternoon, Catholic Connection, and other Ave Maria Radio programs. Make it easier by downloading the Ave Maria app on your smart devices. Then just tap on the Facebook and Twitter icons to get plugged in on the things that matter most. That's the Ave Maria Radio app or at Ave Maria Radio. Build the church. Bless the nations.
Christ is the answer with Father John Ricardo.
I repeat, I'm sure ad nauseum to the guys who are here, a line from Pope Benedict Emeritus now, who used to say over and over again, to be a Christian is not the result of an ethical choice, but the result of an event, an encounter, a meeting with the living God in the person of Jesus Christ. This and nothing less is what it means to be a Christian. So we said the new evangelization is new in ardor. That's a kind of old-fashioned word. What in the world is ardor? Ardor is zeal, fervor, passion. Are you passionate about Jesus? Passionate about Jesus. Are you zealous for Jesus? Are you fervent for Jesus? Are we fervent for the gospel? Are we passionate about helping this world come to know him?
Minutes past the hour. Welcome back. We're taking a look at the situation in the Holy Land with our friends Steve Ray and Amr Shaheda. They work together with us at Ave Maria Radio and Corporate Travel. And Amr also runs besttour.hl. I'll give you the actual website for more information. They have a really cool Facebook page too. It's B-E-S-T-H. It's, no, yes, B-E-S-T-O-U-R.hl. So besttour.hl. .hl as in Holy Land, and then of course Steve Ray, Footprints of God. Steve, let me go back to you first in terms of a part of our ministry, and it is a ministry and a vocation, and Amr's as well, is pilgrimage. Now, obviously, people are doing pilgrimages much differently right now, but we know what happened. Those of us who travel a lot for a living, in addition to pilgrimages, you and I do speaking engagements on a regular basis, which have pretty much been postponed for months or maybe even a year. How long do you think before people will start wanting to go on a pilgrimage again, any pilgrimage, whether it be with you to the Holy Land or to Poland or to Italy? What do you think?
People are always going to want to go, but I think it's going to be a little bit like 9/11. It's going to take people time to get back on planes and fly again. But we have a trip that's going at the end of July, first week of August. We started it up with Amr. very quickly so that the people who are losing out now can go in the summer if they want to go with us, even a little bit of a reduced price because it's hot and off season. But people will go back again, but I think it's going to be slow. They're going to be, people are going to be a little cautious. And my thinking is in 6 months to a year, we'll be back again, full blast.
Amr, your thoughts?
Well, again, you know, due to the fact that Israel has been able to control the situation here, and Israel is very careful, they will not open their borders unless they are 100% sure that it's going to be safe for the locals and for the visitors to be in the Holy Land. So my estimation, not mine, but based on sources of information, is that Israel will resume air traffic around the month of June. And again, if anything, it's because the economy requires that. You know, this is what is driving the whole situation right now. Are we going to, you know, stay home hiding from or protecting ourselves from this virus and then end up with another collapse of the economy worldwide and locally speaking? Or are we going to be wise and deal with this, you know, according to the situation that allows? So we're thinking that, you know, around June, this is when people are going to start flying back in and out of the country.
What's it like for you specifically? Because you've given us your personal perspective as a Catholic Christian growing up right down the street, literally, from the beautiful Basilica of the Annunciation. To see it closed right now, Amr, that must be heartbreaking.
It is. It is very difficult to, you know, to see, like I said, the churches have never been closed. I mean, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre and other churches have seen a lot of, you know, many problems down the road since the beginning of the first century. But it is the first time that the churches closed down the way they are now since, 1349. So it is very sad that, you know, for us to watch Mass on television rather than being at the Church of the Annunciation yesterday, that was very weird, actually.
Yeah, so your parishes then, I would imagine, are also using technology, because I know a lot of the parishes here in the United States, and we're hearing so many live Masses on EWTN from around the world. Has that been helpful for the congregates and the believers in the Holy Land?
Yeah, it is helpful, but you don't get to receive communion. I mean,
right.
You just watch Mass, and the core of our faith is to receive communion, as
right.
You know.
The Eucharist, yeah. We're chatting with Amr Shaheda from Nazareth and Steve Ray. Steve, of course, has been with us on many different occasions regarding his books and his pilgrimages and his great work for EWTN at the Footprints of God series. Steve, what really struck me, having been to Jerusalem and the Holy Land as many times as I have with you and Amr, the video that you showed with the empty streets of the old city, it reminded me of when we get up at the crack of dawn to go to the Mass at the Holy Sepulchre. What's it like for you to see this developing online right now and all these different images that are coming back to you?
Well, I've been working with Amr for 15 years in the Holy Land, been there almost 200 times myself. And Amr's the best, by the way. The name Best Tour is not by chance, because they are the best. And that's why I work exclusively with Amr and his company when we go there 7 or 8 times a year. To see it close now is not only devastating for us because we love to be there, I love to be taking pilgrims there, but it's just sad because those sites are closed and they should be open. Especially now, this time of year, we should be proclaiming the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ and be at the place where it happened, and it's sad to see it closed. But it's a tragic thing, but we will be back. As soon as the borders with Israel are open, I'll be back taking people there. And I know it may be slow getting people off the ground again to want to go because trips are canceled and they're going to have to now start rescheduling trips. But we have one at the end of July, and we have a bunch in the fall, and we're going to go back. To me, I'm not looking at the closure. I'm just chewing at the bit when we can get back there.
Amr, do you think in some ways, and by the way, if you're just joining us, it's 34 minutes past the hour, and if you have questions, 877-573-7825. I'm hoping that this could be, I mean, I'm always, an eternal optimist, and even though this is an obstacle right now, I'm really hoping that this will be an opportunity that will increase someone's desire to see the places, the places where our Lord lived his earthly life. What do you think?
Absolutely. You know, I have always, on the pilgrimages that I personally guide, I always say to the pilgrims while on the bus here in the Holy Land, folks, you are not doing anything new. You are actually continuing the line of pilgrimages that started 2,000 years ago. So our main goal at Best Tour is to keep this line of pilgrimage, this stream of pilgrimages to the Holy Land. It's very important because our holy places have no meaning if they are vacant.
Right.
And the coming of the Catholics to visit those holy sites is actually our backbone. We are only 1.4% Christians. Total number of Christians is 1.4. The number of Christians in the Holy Land does not exceed 50,000. That's it. Mm. So we are maintaining those holy sites, and we are guarding those holy sites, not only for us, but we want the whole Catholic world to come and visit, and visit home, as I always say, because, you know, Catholicism started here, Christianity started here, so we want people to keep coming, and I want to take advantage of this interview and say to the Catholics all over the United States, whoever is listening to us, please do not cancel. Postpone, but do not cancel.
Yes. Hold on. We're going to come back, and we'll give. I have some more questions for you just about the churches and how you're getting through this, both here in the United States and also overseas. They're both Steve Ray and Amr Shaheda. We are live with Amr from the Holy Land and also Steve Ray right here in southeastern Michigan. They'll both be joining us to wrap up on this Monday of Holy Week. Stay tuned.
What does the Catholic Catechism teach about divorce? The Church does not permit divorce in a valid marriage because she is firmly adhering to the rules set down by her founder. Jesus Christ made it very clear that a sacramental valid marriage was not to be dissolved. Whoever divorces his wife, he declared, and marries another, commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery. Therefore, the Church maintains a second marriage cannot be recognized as valid if the first marriage is valid. The Catechism tells us if the divorced are remarried civilly, they find themselves in a situation that objectively contravenes God's law. In such a situation, they may not receive Eucharistic communion as long as this situation persists. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Bishop Robert Barron on the priesthood.
Vatican II teaches that every baptized person is a participant in the threefold office of Jesus, which is priest, prophet, and king. So as priest, Christ is a sanctifier. He effects a reconciliation between divinity and humanity, right, by his great sacrifice on the cross. Every baptized person does indeed participate in that, in the measure that we all have that calling to reconcile divinity and humanity, to bring God to people and people to God. That's true of every baptized person. Vatican II further specifies that the ordained priesthood is different, not only in degree, but in kind. And it has to do with the identification between the ordained priest, I think, and the Mass, and a unique relationship to the sacraments. Every baptized person has a task of reconciling divinity and humanity. The ordained priest does it in this sort of heightened sacramental and Eucharistic way.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Minutes past the hour. It is Catholic Connection, coast to coast and around the globe on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. This program, co-produced by the Ave Maria Radio Network out of southeastern Michigan. Thank you so much for your support for us during this difficult time. And Also, for our collaborators at EWTN, AveMariaRadio.net and EWTN.com, we are live from the Holy Land with our dear friend, Catholic brother in the Lord, fearless pilgrimage leader, extremely knowledgeable of all things Catholic, especially with church history, Amir Shaheda, his home parish. Imagine this, folks. The Basilica of the Annunciation. Amazing. And also our own Steve Ray from Southeastern Michigan on the phone with us from Ypsilanti. And Amir, this is so heartbreaking for us to see all these different churches close. What is keeping, it's the Christian people in the Holy Land are tough people. They've been through so much, especially those in Bethlehem as well, which is only, less than a half a mile from Jerusalem. You up in beautiful Nazareth, which is such a beautiful part of the country, not far from the Sea of Galilee. What is keeping you going right now with these amazing sites closed? How are the people handling it, do you think?
Well, as you know from being on a pilgrimage with us, what keeps the Christians going is their faith and their commitment, and at the same time the family style life that we continue to preserve, that we are, the unity of the Christians is what keeps them going. And the faith mostly is that we believe, there are many tests in our lives. This is just another tough one, but we will overcome this. We will overcome this. So we're not going anywhere. We have no other place to go.
Yeah. I wanted to pick up on something you said about the family aspect, because that issue is coming up a lot here in the United States. We had one of our associate pastors at my home parish in the Archdiocese of Detroit say, let's look at this as an old normal versus a new normal, that we need to get back to the basics of family life. Now, in the Middle East, and particularly in the Holy Land, I know that I always felt very comfortable there, because I believe that people from that part of the world are very similar to Italians, where they're very warm, and also, the food and the family is very, very important. Talk about that, Amir, how that is truly something that binds you together.
Well, the fact that, we are a minority in the land today, that actually drives us more to stay united and care for each other. And, I always bring up the example of the miracle in Cana of changing water to wine. I always can imagine the power and the role of the mother in the family, how strong that role is, to where Mary says to Jesus, they have no more wine, and I want you to do something about it. And the role of the mother is very important. She is the one that keeps the family together. And this is, something that is taught to us through the faith, and it actually stays in the genes of the people here, that mothers are very important. Mothers are what keep the family together. So we believe Our Lady, our mother, is what keeping the family together over here, even though a minority, but we're not going anywhere. Mm. If you allow me to say that we at Best Tour have a logo, which is the olive tree. And the reason we chose the olive tree is because Christians are like olive trees. You cut them, they grow again, and you prune them, and they give you better fruit. This is the reality of the Christians in the Holy Land. This is not the first and the last pandemic that we're going through, but we will continue to be here because the faith is very strong.
Yeah, beautiful. Let's go to the phones. We have some calls. And by the way, Amir, I just got a picture from a friend of yours, Quentin Diane. They have a picture of you, her with your adorable grandchildren. She said that she was recently at your home the last time she was in the Holy Land. So this whole idea of family, I'm getting so many emails and texts about experiences with Steve and then Amir in the Holy Land. Let's go to the phone. Juliet calling in from Rhode Island this morning. Hi, Juliet. What's on your heart and your mind? Thanks for calling, and happy Holy Week.
Hi, thank you. I was just calling. I'm a good friend of Amr, and I talked to him a lot, and I went on a trip last summer with my family to the Holy Land, and I didn't exactly have a question, but I was just calling to encourage anyone that's listening who was planning on going with Stephen Amr to the Holy Land this summer, not to cancel their trips, but just to postpone, because you will regret it, because it's an amazing experience.
Yeah.
And I know that everything seems very dark and scary and uncertain right now, but just to encourage people not to cancel, because it's a beautiful, amazing experience.
Yeah, there's
thank
nothing
you.
Like it. Yeah, thank you, and appreciate it, Juliet.
Thank you, Juliet.
Yeah, gorgeous. Yeah, thanks, Juliet. Appreciate it. Happy Easter. Buona Pasqua. Amr, how do you say Happy Easter in Arabic?
Fasah Majid. Fasah Majid. Fasah is Pascha, is Pesach, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Majid is glory, glory Easter. That's how we greet each other.
Beautiful. Steve, your thoughts as we go into this Holy Week and what's happening in the Holy Land and around the world?
Well, I just hope it doesn't happen again. We're going to make the best of it. I know that those sites are all just sitting there. It's like springtime, Teresa. Everything, I'm looking out the window, things are starting to come back to life. Right now, everything is closed and shut down. But very soon, all the buds are going to come out. The flowers are going to come back out. The churches are going to be opened again. People are going to be flooding through the streets. And I told Amr, as soon as the borders of Israel are open, I'll be the first one back. Because it's all going to kind of like springtime, like Easter, it's all going to rise again, and we'll all be back there enjoying the fruits of Jesus' work on the cross and the resurrection. And that's what I'm looking forward to. I think it's just around the corner, and this will be over, and we'll all be the stronger for it.
Yeah, stronger, and I hope more appreciative of the gifts that we have in our one holy Catholic faith. Amr, any final thoughts before we let you go?
I want to mention our website again. We are besttourhl.com. Best Tour is one word, BESTOURHL.com. And our website or our Facebook page is Best Tour, one word, Best Tour Travel. Okay.
Yeah.
I want to say just that not many Catholic agencies operate here. Not all pilgrimages are equal. We are not Catholic friendly as some of the other agencies are. We are Catholics and we operate the Catholic way from A to Z.
Mm-hmm.
So we have served for many years in this market. We have been 30 years serving Catholic groups in the Holy Land, and I opened this Best Tour agency about 15 years ago because I wanted to serve a bigger operation to serve more people. So I still guide. I mean, I'm the owner, but I still guide some of the groups, and we have 4 to 5 Catholic guides that work for us today. And when people start coming back, don't jump on just any opportunity. Please choose carefully who you want to go with and what kind of experience are you going to have when you come to the Holy Land.
Yeah, and that is so true, because it's really crucial, and that's one of the things I say. You have to do this from a truly Catholic perspective. And someone who knows the faith and who is not just knows the faith in terms of book smarts, which you obviously have, but who's really Catholic. I mean, that's who you are. I mean, and you, the family, I know your family. I've been with you and your wife, and just the love that you have for the faith and the pride that you have in the Basilica of the Annunciation, it's just palpable when you're there. So I'm praying for you guys, and God willing, I'll be able to go back with Steve sometime in the near future. Amr, don't forget to pray for my beloved Italia, as well as those of us here in the United States. So best to both of you this Holy Week. And Steve, you have some information also on your homepage, right? Is Steve still with
convert.com.
us?
We have the upcoming trip, and they can watch the closing of the Holy Sepulchre. And I just want to thank Amr. He's the best walking encyclopedia, and a real gentleman and a real Catholic.
Get a real Catholic.
But when you come with us.
Yeah. And we will be going there, yes. And thanks, Amr and Steve. And we are going there because virtually, we can't be there physically right now with Amr and his family and our brothers and sisters in Christ there, but we can certainly go there online. We can go to Steve's Facebook page. We can go to EWTN.com. We can see what Amr's up to on his Facebook page. Don't let this opportunity go by not to take advantage of the technology that we have, what we're doing at EWTN to bring you the scenes from the Holy Land, which, as Doug Keck said on Friday, you know, the network's still going to be covering whatever we have available until of how this amazing week will be celebrated in the Catholic Church. We will be there virtually, and we'll bring it to you. So EWTN.com, AveMaria.net, Radio.net, and we'll put the links to both Amr's Facebook page and website, Best Tour Travel, and Steve's Facebook page and website, of course, CatholicConvert.com, on my Facebook page, so you can follow this all online. Thanks be to God for the internet. And I know I'm giving you a lot of information, but I just want to jam-pack our audience with tools this week to go to Rome to take a virtual tour to the Holy Land in hopes that we'll remember that we will, God willing, someday have the opportunity to go there again physically. We'll be right back.
Brought to you by the nonprofit Seton Home Study.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray Guarendi here. My wife and I have used Seton Home curriculum for our homeschooling. One of the great things about it, you learn about your faith, not just in religion, but history and English and science and reading. Their curriculum uses saints as role models. I don't think they've used me yet. Children are prepared to rationally explain and defend their faith. It permeates the instruction. You want to give your kids not only a top-notch education, but an understanding of their faith as it permeates the subjects that matter in their lives. I don't know if there's too much better than Seton homeschooling. We used it a lot. You are the best teacher for all of that. Let Seton get right beside you and give you the material you need. Go to SetonHome.org. SetonHome.org. Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray here. My newest book, Raising Upright Kids in an Upside Down World, help you stand strong against a culture no longer on your side, to identify all of the forces trying to misshape your child, to help you stand strong against those forces, to resist them, to recognize them, so you can raise the kind of kid you wish to raise. You can get the new book at AveMariaRadio.net. That is AveMariaRadio.net.
People ask how they can care for older family members who can't fully care for themselves. One answer is Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care. Visiting Angels assists adults nationwide with 600 locations to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Their caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meals, and light housework. Services are provided up to 24 hours per day, and you can select your caregiver before service begins. More information, including franchise opportunities, is on the web at visitingangels.com.
It is Monday of Holy Week, and never forget the acronym Bible, basic instructions before leaving Earth. So we need to be in the Word of God, because that's his love letter. And Gail Buckley, another convert to Catholicism, knows all about that from Catholic Scripture Study. Gail, I'm going to let you take it away. We have about 3 or 4 minutes for you this morning to share a verse with us, and happy Holy Week to you, sister.
Thank you. You too, sister. Well, today we're looking at Matthew 24:13, and it says, "He who endures to the end will be saved." These are the words of our Lord Jesus and his response to the apostles. They had asked him what the signs to look for in the end times. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying we're in the end times. In fact, the church teaches that we've been in the end times ever since the ascension of Jesus, and we're going to be in the end times until he comes again. But I know there are people right now that, because of what we're going through, they're scared and they're concerned and think this might be the beginning of the end, and that's why I chose this verse. In this passage, Jesus begins by telling his apostles there'll be great tribulations that will occur before the end, including wars and rumors of wars and famines and earthquakes, and many will fall away from the faith and betray one another and hate one another. Also, many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. And he goes on to say that because of the wickedness is so rampant that most men's love will grow cold. And then he ends with our verse today, which says, he who endures to the end will be saved.
I love that verse.
Yeah, and what we need to understand, Teresa, is that Jesus means enduring to the end. He doesn't mean, you know, that we will save our lives. That's not what he means. Remember in Matthew 16, he says, he who strives to save his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake will be saved.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not talking about trying to strive and to stay alive. He means those who keep their faith and live their faith until the end will be saved. And, of course, by saved, he means, you know, eternal salvation, you know, not saving their life here on earth. But, in other words, they'll make it to heaven. So we're going through this terrible pandemic, and what, you know, we have no idea when it'll end. Millions are out of work, and thousands have died, and they tell us it's going to get worse this week, and their economy is very unstable, and on and on. So this is a time when we really need to hold fast to our faith and not worry and not fall away, but stand firm in our belief in Jesus, no matter how bad things might get.
Well, my concern is that, and I mentioned this at the top of the hour, we saw what happened in 9/11. There was a lot of unification that happened. People
mm-hmm.
came together and put aside their differences. I remember the Democrats and the Republicans getting together, I think it was in the Big Apple, singing their own rendition of New York, New York on Broadway.
Isn't that amazing?
That was amazing. I can't even imagine that happening now, even though a lot of politicians are still working together. But there is an awful lot of unification, and so many people, companies, churches, I mean, individuals are just stepping up and doing, especially our medical workers and our EMS workers, phenomenal,
right.
Doing great things. I just hope that we don't forget this. Because if you look at 9/11, the churches were filled for a while, but then it went back to what it was
exactly
right before, about
really
a year after 9/11,
yeah.
The numbers went down again.
Well, God brings good out of everything, so
amen.
We have to believe that good is going to come from this.
All right, Gail, you have a safe and a blessed Holy Week, and we look forward to catching up with you Easter week next week, God willing, a week from Monday. Thanks again for listening to EWTN and Ave Maria Radio. Keep the Christians in the Holy Land in your prayers. It's a very tough thing, as you heard Amr say, and we are with them in spirit in the Holy Land. That is where our faith was born. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Ciao, ciao.
You've been listening to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo. Catholic Connection is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Andrew Krucek. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for another edition of Catholic Connection.